Outside star packaging, Christine Newman Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera unveiled a makeshift historical marker before nearly 40 people.
So the monument reads, Star Packaging, Monument to Our Nation's Broken Immigration Systems.
Roughly a fourth of Star Packaging's 100-member workforce was arrested in last year's raid. Now it's down to under 10, as the company's lost several contracts. Locals say the event also divided townsfolk on the immigration issue. Marilyn Keenbaum is president of the Whitewater Common Council and heads the food pantry.
I got a letter asking if we were providing groceries to illegal immigrants. And we don't do background checks on people. And even if we did, what would we do about it? The federal government hasn't even come up with an answer. How would they expect a bunch of small town volunteers at a food pantry to feed some people and let others starve? Are you kidding? This is nuts.
At the demonstration, activists prayed and sang a song about families. Former worker Luz Huitron spoke through an interpreter, describing her struggle against deportation.
And we are still fighting for fair immigration reform so that the children do not have to be separated from the parents.
But supporters of the raid say it's necessary to keep illegal immigration at bay. And authorities say beyond the immigration debate, Star Packaging's owner allegedly conspired to commit identity theft, as several workers had stolen or false identities, including Social Security numbers. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.